Okay, so everyone, welcome back. This is our last in our series on The Stranger. And I had fun with the title because we said we were saving Shabbat and the Ten Commandments and the Gerin Shabbat. And is it, I call it a Goysha Shabbat or Gershul Shabbat. And it's a great argument, Parshanim. It's a short little share on Parshanut today. It'll be a nice summary of our whole discussion about the stranger and Chumash. Now, if someone can help me, I want someone, anyone have an English, Ruth, what English Hebrew Tanakh do you have in front of you?
An English Tanakh? Wait a minute, I can get one. Oh, I have a Koran.
Yeah, bring a Koran. And, okay. And I want someone with an art scroll also.
I've got an art scroll.
Okay, so Shelly, you're in charge of art scroll.
Okay.
And Ruth, okay. You're in charge of Koran.
Okay.
And anyone have a different translation with them?
Birnbaum.
You want Arya Kaplan?
Birnbaum is fine. Okay, good. Arya Kaplan is also fine. Okay. Now, because we're going to see how interesting how people translate the word ger today. It'll be a lot of fun.
Okay. Is it the new Koran or the old Koran?
That's fine.
It's the new.
The Shivrei Luchos are together with the Luchos. Okay. Okay. So let's get to work. Let me share my screen. And where's my screen? My screen's here. Okay. Now, so today's topic is. It's class number 7 in our Conference of Strangers, and that was Gersha Shabbat or Goysha Shabbat. Who's the stranger? And like every good sugya, it's a machloket parshanim, the argument between the commentators. So just a real quick review. The main distinction we made, which I'm trying to prove all along, is that we have to distinguish between our obligation to the stranger and the obligation of the stranger. I think we proved that quite well, that whenever Chumash talks about our obligation, the Jewish people, how to treat a stranger. It can be ger, it can be ger, shebi sharecha, shebi kibecha, shebi atzachem, many ways. But whenever it's our obligation to a stranger, it doesn't make a difference if he's Jewish or not Jewish, whether he converted or not, ger toshav or ger tzedek. On the other hand, whenever the Torah has the obligation of the stranger, it's like 12 times or so, the obligation of the stranger, I try to prove he has to be Jewish because the Torah can't obligate except the one time when he brings a korban, which includes even a non-Jewish one, as well as a Jewish one, for a technical reason. But in general, whenever there's an obligation or a prohibition, the punishment is always karet, cut off from his people, and the phrase is always, almost always, ger asher b'tochachem, in your midst, or ger en esrach, with the same status. Ger esrach means a member of a tribe who has land rights in Yovel, and someone, a ger, who never have land rights in Yovel. The Yechezkel came in, give them back in by chain. Now, that was our main distinction. Now, one of the greatest test case is Shabbat. Why? Because is Shabbat our obligation to the stranger or his obligation? Meaning, everyone knows from Shabbat, from Kiddush, from the Ten Commandments, that the commandment to rest on Shabbat includes the stranger. So if the stranger is Jewish, why should he be any different? If he's not Jewish, why are we commanding him? So that's the question. Who is the ger in Shabbat? Is he a Jew or a non-Jew? Now, again, if he's Jewish, of course, why mention him? It's obvious. You know, if he's not Jewish, why should he have to? And therefore, is it his obligation or obligation? And before we go any farther, it'll make perfect sense why. Either way, if it's his obligation, then he has to be a ger tzedek. If it's our obligation, then we have to explain why we're mentioning him. If it's our obligation, it could be any ger, and we have to give him a day of rest. Not that he can't do work, but he can't do work for us. You understand the difference? The Torah can't obligate the ger to keep Shabbat. In fact, Chazal say, if a ger keeps Shabbat, he's punishable by death. I don't think we ever did that, but that's a thematic statement. But if the ger in the Ten Commandments is not Jewish, then it's not that he's obligated to keep Shabbat, but rather we're obligated to give him a day of rest. Now, so that was our turn. So let's read the Ten Commandments, Shabbat and the Ten Commandments, and see how interesting it is. Okay, now we're onto here. Okay, just if there's any, I'm not in my regular setting. I'm in a spot in the airport. So if there's any technical problem, let me know, because I'm not in my regular setup. So let's read. So Chor Yom HaShabbat, like Chor Yom, remembers, keep Shabbat. We work 6 days a week. This is a Chiyuv D'oraita. We don't count it, but we're supposed to work 6 days a week. You know why? Because God works 6 days a week. And then B'yom HaShvi'i Shabbat LaShem Elokecha. Can't do any work. Right? Who? You and your children. Now, why would you think your children could? So therefore, most Parshim say your children who aren't bar mitzvah yet, who aren't obligated yet, and you're obligated to make sure they don't work for you. Unless you have left the fridge open, left the light on, you know, for some emergency, then you have your kid do it, etc. Okay. Okay. Ask your local rabbi. Abdecha v'amadcha v'emtecha. That's your workers, who they deserve a day of rest, like you. Now, v'gercha asher b'sharecha. You're a stranger. What do you mean yours? I mean, you're goy? What's this possessive you're? Yeah. But probably of the community. But we showed you, gershar is usually not Jewish. And therefore, if it's talking about a ger together with the Evet Ema, it makes more sense. It's our obligation to give him a day of rest as opposed to that. Or it could be even easier. I'll give three possibilities. If he's Jewish, he has to keep Shabbat. Then why mention him? If he's not Jewish, either we have to give him a day of rest or he can't work for us, like our servant and our maidservant, which is the Goy Shel Shabbat. That was, he's saying he can't do this. We have to rest and we can't let anyone else do our work. Right? Is it about, in a nutshell, is it about us or about him? If it's about us, he can't work for us. What he does, us, that's his problem. Or it's our obligation that he also deserves a day of rest, even though he's not Jewish. Okay? That's the ways of understanding it. Just a priori. We'll see the Parshanim in a minute. Let's read the Ten Commandments in Sefer Devarim. Oh, that's for the fun of it. Okay? Let's see the English here. This is the old JPS. What is the stranger called? A stranger. Okay. Shelley, read for me the art scroll.
You, your son, your daughter, your slave, your maidservant, your animal, and your convert within your gates.
Uh-huh. So how does he translate stranger? A convert. Or a ger tzedek. Now, what's the problem? Why mention him? Of course. Why wouldn't a convert be obligated in keeping Shabbat? But he's following a midrash halacha that the Ramban is going to disagree with. Okay. Let's hear who else has a different. What's Koren say?
Oh, Koren. So this is Rabbi Sachs. This is Jonathan Sachs's Koren. He says, the migrant.
Oh, and very interesting. The migrant. Doesn't say whether he's Jewish or not, right?
Yeah, he does not say. He just says, the migrant in your gates.
It would be interesting to see if he's consistent throughout the Devarim, throughout Chumash. Is Ger always called a migrant? Or does he, depending on the context? Okay. I wonder why Rabbi Sachs would mention the migrant. What's that have to do with modern, with the 21st century universal values? He's right on the mark. His translation is it's supposed to be meaningful. It's not necessarily... I went through it. It's not like the original Jerusalem Bible. It was very technical. That whatever the word meant in Hebrew, even if it just always was consistent. Here it depends on the setting and the meaning. It's consistent in the new translation. And I checked with Matthew with Koren that was their, and with Ronnie Ziegler, that was a cognitive decision to make it readable and meaningful, even though it's not exactly might not be exactly the precise meaning in Hebrew.
Although ger, that's a technical ger. He's a sojourner. He just moves around. He's not
here. A migrant is someone who's staying with you. That's more of a resident.
No. An immigrant is someone who stays with you, but a migrant is someone who moves around.
That I didn't know what it means. That's what it means in English, a migrant?
Yes. A migrant is someone who just moves around.
Okay, like more like a gypsy kind of thing.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so now let's take that. Any other English translation we have out there? That's a good. So we've had migrant, convert, and stranger. Now, everyone go now in your English to go to Sefer Devarim. If someone has a different English translation, I'd be more than happy to share it with us. But let's go now to. Can't do this with my. I'll figure this out with my computer. Here we go. No, how do we get? Here we are. Okay. The Ten Commandments in Devarim. Shmor Yom HaShabbat LeKadosho. 6 days work. So same thing. Yom HaShviʼi Shabbat LaShem Elokecha. Lo Tasecho Melacha. Atah Uvitcha Vitecha. Vatecha Vamatecha. Vashorcha. Vachomercha. Vachomtecha. Almost the same. Vegercha Asher B'Sharecha. It's almost the same wording, right?
Rabbi Sachs has a migrant also. Okay. Same migrant.
And Shelley, also a convert?
Yes. Also a convert. By the way, when they say maidservant and slave, are those Jewish or not Jewish?
Good question. What would you think? If they're Jewish, why mention them? Why would they have to keep Shabbat? But on the other hand, the halacha is that if you have a servant, they have to be circumcised. But what's the status of a servant, of a Eved Kenani? You know, that's a whole different concept in halacha. It's not clear it's very unclear in Chumash itself what it's talking about. Even though there's a lot of halachic discussions about the need to convert them. You have like a year to convert an Eved Kenani, otherwise you have to let go of them. Now,
would that be a woman too, since a woman wouldn't be circumcised?
Yeah, that's a question. How does a female become Jewish? We said we need tefillah, but that's complicated. Outside the scope of what we're doing, but the only answer I can give you is really complicated. Now, what's interesting here, which is key, is what's it say now? Remember, we had the two possibilities. Is it he can't work for us, or is it our obligation to him to give him a day off if he's not Jewish? Or is it he can't do our work for us? What's the reason here? L'man yonuach avdecha v'amadcha kamocha. Well, that gives it away, doesn't it? That means it's our obligation to the stranger, to the migrant, that he also deserves a day of rest. It's not just that he can't open the fridge for us and turn on the oven for us, etc. It's not that he can't do malacha for us, but rather it's our obligation to him. We have an obligation to the stranger that he also deserves a day of rest. Now, the question is that the same reason back in Shmuel? Is that a different reason? But remember this phrase, because what's happening next? Followed by, remember, you were a slave in Egypt. Now, that's key, because this is setting the stage for the rest of Sefer Tvarim. Because this phrase, remember, you were a slave in Egypt, comes up numerous times in Sefer Tvarim, always is a motivator for a mitzvah about being kind to less fortunate people. We'll bring some examples later on. Now, if that's the case, now, when we were slaves in Egypt, we weren't Egyptian, were we? We were migrants. We're a totally migrant people. And therefore, if we earn the land and we're settling down, we're God's people, and we have a day of rest, it's our obligation to give our workers a day of rest as well. That's a fundamental statement about Judaism, and it's in the Ten Commandments. Now, if it's talking about someone who converted, why mention him? Of course. Why wouldn't he be chayv in Shabbat? But we have to see why Chazal say that. Now, I want to talk about Kiddush Friday night. Kiddush Friday night, we have a toast for the Sabbath day, don't we? We welcome Shabbat. We thank God for giving us Shabbat, ever. And then we raise a cup of wine. We're making a toast. We thank God for sending us Shabbat. And then we make a host and praise the Sabbath day. What's so great about it? What's so great about Shabbat? It's Zechel Maaseh Bereishit, number one. It's Tchilah Lemikra Kodesh, number two. It's Zechel Yetziat Mitzrayim, number three. Three beautiful statements about Shabbat based on Sefer Shmot, the Ten Commandments. Zechel Maaseh Bereishit. Parshat Emor and Vayikra. Tchilah Lemikra Kodesh and Parshat Emor. Before we get the Moadim, remember? Before the Moadim start in Vayikra Chav Gimel. First we talk about Shabbat. It's Tchilah. It's the introduction to Mikra Kodesh and overrides them. That's from Vayikra Chav Gimel. And the Ten Commandments in Devarim is Echel Yitzat Mitzrayim. Now, the problem is people misunderstand that and they think the reason we keep Shabbat is to remember the Exodus. It doesn't say that in the Ten Commandments. What does it say? We have to keep Shabbat so our workers get a day of rest, followed by remember you were a slave in Egypt. I think it's much deeper. It's remembering why God put you into Egypt to take you out of Egypt. You know, it's not remembering that God saved you. I don't keep Shabbat to remember that I was stuck and God saved me. I have to remember Shabbat. God gave us Shabbat so we remember how to treat others. I have to keep Shabbat. I remember Shabbat, the reason why God put me into Egypt and made me suffer in Egypt, is so that when I become sovereign and I become powerful, I give my workers a day of rest. That's not saying thank you, that's acting thank you. That's a fundamental difference of understanding what Shabbat is about. And what I think about in Shabbat, it's about thanking God for, oh, he gave me this day of rest, or reminding myself that the reason why God gave me a day of rest is because I have to make sure in my life I give others a day of rest. Is it about me or is it about others? Again, that's something really fundamental. Now, I want to highlight that when they compare the, in Parsha Mishpatim, I'm going to show you something interesting. I have to look. I have to stop my share for a second and go to regular chumash. Let me check the chat real fast. Okay. Okay. Migrants move around and they reside when you work for you. I think they had some nice examples of that in Qatar, right? When they're building the stadiums. And that's a great example of what chumash is despising. The point, if someone really wanted to be machbir, he wouldn't even watch. Wouldn't even watch. You know, in protest, he wouldn't even watch the soccer games. But no one would be machmir that much. Unless they don't like soccer. Where are we? Okay. I'm going to stop my share here. Open up a chumash to, and I want all of my English translations open also. We're going to open up a chumash. Not to my WhatsApp. You don't want my WhatsApp. You want my Tanakh. Tanakh. There we go. We need Sefer Shmot to Exodus. Everyone sees Exodus now? Okay. Chapter 23. The laws of Parshat Mishpatim. Remember, three chapters in Parshat Mishpatim after the Ten Commandments. Chapter 23, mostly laws about good behavior, returning lost items, kashor, lotetem mishpat, midvar sheker terchak, okay, not taking bribes, shochad. And finally, v'yir lo techad, don't oppress a stranger. And you know what it feels like to be a stranger. You were strangers in Egypt. These are all fundamental psukim that come right after the Ten Commandments. But everything till here was primarily between God, between man and his fellow man. Most of Parshat Mishpatim is that. And now we have a slow transition to the final law of Shalosh Regalim about three times here kissing God. But watch this transition from laws between man and man to laws between man and God. Okay. 6 years work your land and gather your produce. The seventh year, the Shemitah year, leave the land fallow, right? It sounds like the reason for Shemitah now is not to remember that it's not like Shabbat. It's just like Shabbat, isn't it? Just like Shabbat, is it you need a day of rest or your workers need a day of rest? Is Shemitah, is Shabbat, Binam Namakom, Binam Chaviro? We had the two Dibrot, Yom Shmot and Dvarim. Shemitah also, Shemitah in Vayikra is Shabbat Lashem. And here Shemitah is what? Be'achlu Avi Anemecha. So the poor people take that year. And then leftovers let the animals eat. Okay, and the same thing for your vineyard and for your olives. Okay. So we have Shemitah, which is Beinam Lamakom, with an element of Beinam Lachaviro. Sheish Yabit Tase Masecha, that's Shabbat. Yom HaShvi'i Tishbot. Why do we have to rest on Shabbat? Here, it's just like the Ten Commandments. Even though this is Shemot, this is just like the Ten Commandments in Dvarim. So don't tell me two authors. I don't care what the Bible critics tell you. Okay? Why? L'man Yonuach Shorcha V'chamarecha. Who needs a day of rest? You have to rest. So your workers have a day of rest. Okay? Okay. Let's look here. Here it's the stranger. And the stranger. The stranger, even though it says, okay, the stranger. Okay, take it away, Ruth. What's Rabbi Sachs say here?
He says the stranger.
Okay, not the migrant.
Not the migrant, just stranger.
Okay, that's interesting, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
You wouldn't have expected that if it's the same. It's the same reason. That's surprising. Okay. Shelley?
Our school says sojourner instead of convert. They say sojourner.
Yeah. You know why? Because Chazal say this is a ger toshav. We'll see Ramban in a minute. Ramban's going to argue. Okay. Any other translations? Out there? Who else had a translation? I mean, those are the possibilities. I would have expected migrant, but again, what did Rabbi Sachs say?
Yes, stranger.
A stranger. Yes,
sorry, not right a migrant. Here. Not a stranger.
Okay. And our scroll says the, what do you call it? The
sojourner.
Sojourner. Okay. Which is not Jewish. Okay. Then that's the last law that takes us right into Shalosh Regalim. Now, just want to show you the psukim inside, but the whole context here is Beidam Lechaviro. So it makes sense. It's how we treat. Now, what was right beforehand? Oh, let's go back in your English translations. The Ger Lo Tilchatz. What's our scroll say? Shelley? Verse 9. The Gerlo Tuchatz.
Let me just find it.
Same
stranger. Stranger.
He said stranger.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, Ruth?
Stranger. Also stranger.
Oh, so the same gear here is the same gear here. That's okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting to see what he says in chapter 22, verse 9. I mean, 22:20. Look at 22:20. What did they say there?
Stranger.
Also stranger.
Also stranger.
Mm-hmm.
So they're consistent. That's good. Now, remember, in Hebrew, it's always the same word, but English translations have to try to translate it based on the context. Art school will always follow Chazal, which is following Rashi, which is following Chazal. So now we're ready for Ramban on the Ten Commandments. And share my screen now and open up our source sheet. Okay. So when we have now Shabbat, there's two possibilities to consider. Okay. Is the stranger on Shabbat the Ger Tzedek or the Ger Toshav? Now, if it's a Ger Tzedek, why mention him at all? That's what we said before. Why should be any other Jew? Okay. And if it's a Ger Toshav, that someone who hasn't converted, so it's a migrant, but guess someone that worshiping idols, okay? Can the Torah forbid him to work, right? Is it his obligation, right? Or that he not work for us, or that we're obligated to give him a day break? Everything we talked about before. Now, I want to first explain why he can't be a convert. Why? Because later in Sefer Shmot, when we finish the Mishkan, what are we told? God tells Moshe Rabbeinu, "Vatad darbei sarvemem, achashab tet tishmoru, ki oti beni ubenechem ladat ken yesha mekadishchem." What is Shabbat? Shabbat is an oat brit. Remember, oti lo me'ad beni ubeni? Ask Ebenezer. Ebenezer? Kishma Shabbat? Okay. It's Ebenezer. Abraham. It's Ebenezer. Abraham. Asum Sochefetz. Ebenezer understood, remember, oti lo me'ad beni ubeni, that Shabbat is an oat brit based on his tzukim. Okay? Why? The dat ken yeshem akadishchem. Shabbat is not just a reminder that God created, but it's our reminder. It's a reminder in the realm of time, just like the Mishkan. We just finished the laws of the Mishkan in chapter 31. The Mishkan is a reminder in the realm of space of our connection to God of Har Sinai. Shabbat is a reminder in the realm of time of our commandment, of our commitment to be God's people at Har Sinai, followed by a chiyuv of karet if you don't keep it. The first chiyuv of karet for Shabbat is here. Now, why am I saying it's our reminder of Har Sinai? Ledat ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. It's an oath brit. It's an oath ben yobin, which is a wording of a covenant. To know ani Hashem mekadishchem, that's exactly Brit Sinai, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
What's Brit Sinai say? Sorry, here. Can't get this thing working. Reach down, maybe here. Okay. Batem shmot yishmo b'kodesh batem et briti. Batem shmot yishmo b'kodesh batem tuli ma'amechet kodim b'goy kadosh. Ani Hashem mekadishchem. That's Brit Sinai. Batem tuli ma'amechet kodim b'goy kadosh. So that's why it doesn't make any sense that a goy would be obligated to keep Shabbat. Because Shabbat is an old brit for us. Therefore, it makes much more sense Shabbat is day. Go ahead.
The old brit.
So now we're going to learn Ramban. A beautiful Ramban on this pasuk. Let me get my screen down. There we go. I made Ramban big, nice letters. I couldn't find Ramban, but if anyone knows a Ramban online that has Nikud, please let me know that has vowels. I can read it, but for people, I'd like to know on the source sheet. Mm-hmm. It would be easier for source sheet. I couldn't find any source sheet. Like Rashi with Nikud, you find Masa. It's hard to find Rambam with Nikud. Okay. V'gercha shebishorecha. Al derech ha-pshat. Okay. That's part one. Gershar. Okay. Why say gershar? Because ger shebishorecha. It says gershar. Okay. The olam hu ger toshav. Shabbat Gur Bashari Irenu. We call a migrant. But a Ger Toshav is not a convert. Non-Jewish. Okay. He's not an idol worshiper. He's not a bad influence. He's just a resident. He's coming to take care of our grandparents. Someone comes from the Philippines, from Sri Lanka. Okay? And they help us out. And he does it. So what happens if they go to church on Sundays? So we're posking that Christianity is still monotheism. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, if they do the work that we don't want to do. Okay. Who nikra ger ochan nevelo? That's what we call in Lashon Chachamim. A ger who's allowed, who we feed nevelos to, but we gift it to him. Shomer ketuv the ger shebishach etid nano. Now, remember the pasuk about nevela that proved that sometimes the ger is not Jewish? That we gift him a nevela. So ger ochan nevelo is the ger shar, which is Lashon and Dvarim. Now, if that's Dvarim, it makes sense that the introductory pasuk in Dvarim about Shabbat is talking about a ger who's not Jewish. Okay. But l'chein lo hayta bo ha-mitzvah she'amar lo taseh bo melacha ezra. That therefore it doesn't make any sense, Ramban saying, that this mitzvah is about a ger tzedek, right? Okay. And lachin lo hayta bo hamitzvah sheyomer lo taseh bo melacha ha'ezrach v'ager. Remember we said, what is the lashon of a convert? Ezrach and ger have the same obligation. So we don't say on Shabbat, don't do any work, the ezrach and the ger. It says, you can't do work. And the ger b'sharecha, you don't let him do work for you. Got it. Avolanu, see what he's saying here? That's what I'm saying. Avolanu yitzaveh, shuli yaseh melacha lo tzorchenu. Tani v'abema. This is not his obligation. It's not obligation on him because he's not Jewish. It's our obligation that he can't work for us. He's taking on this is on Shmuel. Devarim is even more. That's our obligation for him, and that's going to be the one in Mishpatim as well. Got it? He's not commanded to keep Shabbat. It's our obligation to him, not his obligation to us, to himself. Okay? Is that perfect, Ramban? Ramban's right on the mark. Everything we've been talking about, right there. Okay? Aye. How about the pasuk in Shmuel Chav Gimel that we read? Who's that talking about? Okay. Which is strange. He says, that's talking about a convert. But why? Why need to mention it? I understand that Ramban and the Ten Commandments make sense. But what's causing him to say that the ger in Parshat Mishpatim is talking about a ger tzedek? Why can't it be a ger toshav as well? And for an additional reason, to highlight the reason we have in Devarim that he needs a day of rest. I'm really surprised Ramban reaches that conclusion. Okay. So he's saying that it's a principle that everyone has the same status under the law. He's saying again that the ger, it goes like you were saying, that because later on he's chayv karet, remember? So he's saying even though he's a ger and he converted, he has the same obligations as we have. Remember to be inclusive. Okay. V'chem b'chol shar mitzvot Torah achad mishpat achad yalechem l'ger gar itchem. We talked about that. Or remember, and the ger v'ezrach ba'aretz coming together. So that's always someone who converted, which we saw the same thing. Now, avo matzanu l'rabotenu. That's art scroll. It's following Chazal. I'm not sure who came first. And the Mechelta, Mechelta came first. Shor tushu behevtech amru. They said in the Ten Commandments, the Ger Shev Yisharecha is a Ger Tzedek. Who chayv kamonu b'shvita? He's chayv in Shabbat like we are. The Nefesh ben Tefach HaGer, the Rabot Ger Toshav, Ha'arel, okay. He flips it around. Rabban's saying the opposite. Now, why are they so set on saying that each one is different? I'll explain to you why. Once it says Gercha, your Ger, and the other is Hager. Now, once Ger Shar, once Ger should be Sharecha, the Gercha should be Sharecha. The other is the Ger Lotoneh, the Hager, Stam Ger. So basically, he's taking what I call, we say, our Hebrish. Remember in Hebrish, a Ger is a convert? Oh, he's a Ger, it's a convert. So they're understanding that a Ger can't be the same as Ger should be Sharecha. So Ramban is saying Ger should be Sharecha is always a Ger Toshav, and therefore, Stam Ger is a convert. And that's pretty much what Chazal do all through. Therefore, Raftam at the Ger, you know, Stam Ger, they say, is a convert or a apostolate, and Ger Shevi Sharech is the non-Jew. And that's how they'll make the distinction. We came up with a different conclusion in our study, but that's what's behind this. Even though, in my opinion, it doesn't make sense because this fits the reason for Devarim, that everyone needs a day of rest. Okay. So he quotes what he called, the Rabot Ger Toshav Shavrev Tzonam Shiu Hamazar, and therefore, first we warn the Ger, who's converted, Ger Nimol, in the Ten Commandments, Shechayv Kamonu. And the second pasuk in Mishpatim is Rabot, a Ger who's not Jewish. Okay. L'ficha Kukhasha Behema, which is really not nice, okay? Binapesh Ben Amatech Ager. L'man Yaduach Shorcha V'chamorecha, Binapesh Ben Amatech V'Ager. He's saying he's in the same group as animals, which is what? Shamar, L'man Yaduach Shorcha V'chamorecha, Binapesh Ben Amatech V'Ager. Tivanu B'Shvitat Kulam B'Shaveh. No one can work for us. Okay? Shuli yesu lanu. They shouldn't do work for us. Okay? That's why he says this one is a ger shar. That's why why they say that the one here is a ger shar. This is that they can't work for us. Okay? Just like your animal can't work for us, It's funny when Chazal say this is a that the ger here, the ger in Mishpatim, is a it's not Jewish. Because just like they can't work for us. That's the main thing they were saying.
Rabbi, you have to give it. If you have to give the ger to Shal a day off, since the ger to Shal is not obligated on Shabbat, if the ger to Shal says, I'd rather have Sunday off.
Oh, that's a good question. Whether no, it's not. I thought the thing is if it says he needs a day of rest, I can give a different day of rest. Let him work for me on Shabbos. I'll give him on Sunday. That's a good idea. We can write a letter to the editor. That's a good. I mean, but I'm saying that's a really good idea, and that's what I mean. That
not he needs a day of
rest, but let him rest on a different day. Anyway, I have to go. I have to leave in 5 minutes to my flight, so I'm gonna have to hold off questions now for now, and I just gotta finish up. I have 5 minutes to finish up. Okay, and I'll take questions on email or on chat, or I'll continue them next week if you want. But I have 6 minutes to talk to take the flight. So one last thing is that when I compare the Ten Commandments in Devarim and Shmot, the commandments the same, the reason's different. This is Shabbat to remember that God created, right? And here's to remember that you have to give your workers a day of rest, followed by the theme of remember you were a slave in Egypt. I just want to show you that this reason in Ten Commandments is not just some, it's the introduction. Remember, chapter 5 is the beginning of the speech that begins a whole set of laws of Sefer Dvarim. And this becomes a refrain and the theme through Sefer Dvarim, which is all about social justice and about the ger and the eved who have to take care of. And all through Dvarim, that same phrase, remember you were a slave in Egypt, the Zachar Tikevenita, Ben Bot Tatem Mishpat Ger Yotom, same thing when you're harvesting your field, remember you were a slave in Egypt. Emulating God. We talked about this. So for the fun of it, look at the English here in Devarim chapter 10. One last thing, and then we'll finish with this. Look at the English. I want all my English translations about loving the stranger. Remember? God does mishpat yatom v'amana and lets strangers give him stranger. You have to, because you were strangers in Egypt. We weren't converts in Egypt. We were migrants in Egypt. So look at the English here. Love the stranger. Because you were strangers in Egypt. Shelley, what's our scroll say?
Proselyte.
Proselyte, huh?
Rabbi Sachs has the stranger.
The stranger, okay.
What was our scroll?
Our scroll is a convert. The proselyte is a convert. Is that amazing? Right? Because he holds that our loving the ger, only a convert you have to love. You're not hyped to love a stranger. And Rabbi Sachs holds every stranger you have to love. That's why English translations are super important to make sure you always look at the source. But it's a thing. And every translator has a problem, has a dilemma, you know, what to do. Now, what do you call it? Now, I want to take it one step farther. We have to remember we were slaves in Egypt. Remember, once a year, Shmosh Chodesh Aviv, Asita Pesach, right? And then don't eat chametz with it. Shiva temim tochala matzot lechem oni, remember? Why do we go crazy once a year? The yearly celebration we talked about is to emphasize the daily memory. The daily memory shapes our life. Remember the Pesach or Chag HaMatzot is a booster shot. It's a booster shot for that idea. And then finally we have 7 weeks, counting 7 weeks. Remember Shavuot? And that's for the fun of it. Let's look at the translation of Simchat Yom Tov, okay? Remember of Samach L'Bachagecha in chapter 16? Who has to be happy? The Ger Yotom and Amana. Okay? Rabbi Sachs says what?
Now this is the migrant.
Now it's the migrant. Okay, that's cool. Okay, that's a migrant. Okay.
Proselyte.
And the Arskel says the proselyte. Okay? Is that tremendous? Right? The Arskel translation, it's got to be a convert. You have to be in Simchat Yom Tov. And Rabbi Sachs says, you include even a non-Jew, even a migrant, any migrant. Okay. I'm sure it would be the same thing for Sukkot. Okay? So what translation you use is very important. And now, the idea that memory shapes your behavior, one last thing, in Dvarim, Remember what God did to Miriam? It's not to remember Lashon Hara about Miriam. Remember? It's remembering not to speak Lashon Hara. Everyone remembers that, right? I'm saying memory is a key theme in Sefer Dvarim. Remember what God did to Miriam is a big thing. Anyway, I have to leave now early today, so we'll stop here. But thank you so much. And next week, Yom Yerushalayim back home. And we have a two-part Hanukkah series starting next week. And I'll listen to Benny's share to make sure I won't do the same thing. I'm sure it'll be different, but I'll make sure it won't overlap. Okay, everyone have a good week. And sorry, after
thank you, Mr. Yatova.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay.
Sorry, Marty, I'll get the question later, Marty, okay? Bye-bye. I'll go look it up.